Well, this nature is very strange. When it's one with everything, even whatever distant phenomena, very, very far or what you want to know, you can perceive. That's why that nature can arise to develop the awareness of it. Then, like I said, how you see your body, I hope, is your nature that has this ability to actually manifest, to see. Then when it see, like you say, seamless, means no gap, nothing, then everything like happen by itself. So that one is okay. It means that nature, when you are in that, you cannot describe, because that is your oneness nature. So more important is, when you go through all this, you just silence everything and maintain the awareness nature within, then let it move. Means let the nature move. Means trust that nature. And when it move, when it do all those movements, you will understand. Then when you come out, you can actually develop understanding and use word to try to let people understand. Like I just now explained to you, the words that I use is that nature has become like one with everything, the oneness nature. You use the word without boundary, which is also quite similar. But the oneness nature is very different. When your nature is one with everything, it's like you pervade the whole of the existence. Then no matter how far, how distant that thing, the phenomena within it, if your nature want to know, it can know. Yeah. But it's just that understanding, that awareness of it. Yeah. Then after that, you can actually silence everything and stay there. Yeah. And let it be. But whatever that manifest, understand it, because these are the transformation that are possible when you are with that true nature, that oneness nature, which very few people can go into. So when you go into, you have to develop the clarity of understanding by observation. It's completely silent. And just find out what that thing is. Yeah. Then you have the understanding already. Later on, when you come out of it, you reflect, you contemplate, and you will understand that this nature is very beautiful. That's why the Mahayana teaching, when it mentioned about the speck of dust, even one speck of dust, you have the ability to be in the oneness nature. That is the singularity, the source. The whole universe is there. Everything is there. You will understand. Yeah. Because you have realized that oneness nature. But it has to be very stable. It has to have that understanding. Because our nature is one with all things. Yeah, that is the true nature, the original nature, but not the main mode. So this is what the source is all about. From the source, all things arise. Then when you are able to be in this state, it is still the awareness, nature, in spacious awareness, oneness with everything. Yeah. But the final realization, the more important one, is the cessation. The complete cessation of form and mind, including the pure awareness, everything. That cessation, when it happens, is very different again. So you can go through all this, and all these are possible. But more important is not so much of the experience. The experience is part and parcel of the cultivation, because cultivator will go through. But more important is the understanding that come out of it. The understanding that come out of it is more important, that we know there is such a nature. And this nature is capable of what? It's not just to describe something esoteric for people to become curious. No. It's the awareness nature has this ability to allow us to be in that state of oneness. And that one you cannot describe. Because it's not a being. It's not a mind. It's not something that has words. Is that nature. That nature has no word, but it is capable of that type of phenomenal experience. And that phenomenal experience is not like the normal thing that happened via the mundane mind or the thinking mind or via a consciousness and its content. No, it's just that pure awareness, that pure nature. That has this ability to be aware. And when it has the condition that it wants to manifest and develop awareness, it can, even very, very distant, very, very far. Like, no way of you able to listen or hear, because it's too far. It's like the other end of the universe. Or whatever within space, the massive of this limitless space, then wherever that nature has the ability to reach, if you want to know, it can know. That's why that time I experimented with it, I was so amazed that all these are possible. But it's not for us to like develop psychic or whatever. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's that nature has this ability. That's why through all this cultivation, you will know the true mind, the true nature has a lot more thing inside there which living being haven't have a chance to understand or explore. That's why the cultivation of consciousness, the pure awareness, then the oneness nature, and then the realization of that cessation, which the Buddha call it Nibbana. All this is what the spiritual field is all about, which is way beyond the normal comprehension of living being or sentient being. The living being and sentient being is only active. They can only understand when thought is involved. They use the mundane mind a lot. Beyond the mundane mind, they cannot understand. They are hardly able to penetrate or comprehend. Even awareness, sati, the silent mind, they can't even touch it or realize it. Then for us cultivator, we not only have a glimpse, touch it, we can stabilize it, then we can go into it, then we can locate the gateway and move through the gateway. When you move through the gateway, a lot more things happen. The transformation is internal and the consciousness become more and more refined. As you develop more wisdom and understanding, it will transform your consciousness. And this consciousness, the pure awareness, become more and more refined until it is so fine, the mundane mind cannot exist. That's why it collapses. The vibration is too fine. It cannot support that it collapses. Then when it collapses, that nature again different. That nature is the true nature. It shines forth. That's why certain aspect of teachings, I think, I don't know whether it's Buddhist or Hindu or what, they call it Tantra. Tantra. So I was told by one of my guys, he said the Tantra teaching did mention a little bit of this higher mind, but I don't think it's relevant because they break up the consciousness into seven. I don't know how they break it down. There are like seven more type of consciousness related type of mind. But all these are the higher mind. the higher mind, which is not the supramundane mind. This one is like, I don't know how they describe it. They have the lower mind, the higher mind. Then after that, the personal. I think some of these are Hindu teaching, but to me, it's not important because this type of knowledge is mainly dealing with the consciousness and the mundane mind. That's why they evolve. They develop what they call transformation of consciousness, but they didn't develop the ability to cease and to go into the awareness nature, the self nature. They move along the path of consciousness to higher consciousness and higher consciousness until they reach the formless rhyme and all those things. So this is not the direction that we cultivator develop. We all cultivator, we go into the awareness field, which is nothing to do with the consciousness and its content. So hopefully with this sharing, it will help you, Po Cheng, and some who has actually progressed to have the ability to understand what I share. It will help you all to develop better understanding. That's why you must describe to me what you all experience. Then I, my nature will know how to share with you all what is appropriate, so that later on, all this will be useful and meaningful to you all. Okay?